This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and co-host some with Roger Stone coming up because there's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to and a bunch of video clips I want to get to. Morning Joe flipping out, getting triggered when they see Trump with the new border wall. All of it. But Dr. Pachinik, you were author Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com is with us, looking at the transformation happening, not just here, but all over the world. Countries are going for populism, they're going for free market, because everybody knows that's the restaurant where the parking lot's full. And that's where the good food's at. And sure enough, see, one restaurant with five cars, one with 100, if you go to the one with five cars, it tastes like crap. You wonder why it's still open. You go to the other place, you know why it has 500 cars or 200 cars. And it's the same thing. Capitalism, free market, all the thousands of choices, everything, it's obviously so much better, but it creates spoiled people who then convalesce into these liberal, socialist, collectivist armies to then make us their slaves. How do we defeat that paradigm? Because, you know, half of millennials identify as communists, they're now reporting. Now, Generation Z, most of them identify as kind of libertarian. They're rebelling against the indoctrination. So what I'm getting at is, they are getting so vicious, they are getting so dangerous, and I know you're being positive, I'm positive too, but it's just they have gotten them by successive approximation now. The average leftist is a crazed maniac lunatic now. I experience it, I'm on the street, I see it, they are gone. By successive approximation, pretty soon you are Jim Jones Kool-Aid level. I mean, they are whacked out of their brains. We now have a large part of the population that are radicalized mental patients.
Let me put it this way. What I've been doing for the past couple of years here in this area, in the South, I've been helping conservative men and women who are entering the political system at a very young age, 30, 31, each one of whom has served in our country, mainly in the military. And then they've decided to go on and become lawyers or whatever, teachers. But they have decided to enter into the political mainstream. You have to remember, historically, only 4% of our population at any given time has really been involved in the actual actions of the state or the nation. The republic will remain strong. It doesn't matter whether you have spoiled people or not. For the most part, if people are spoiled, it's because they've had too much or there's very little demand on them. In the case of universities, I do agree they are spoiled. Most of these universities are really tenured institutions for geriatric professors, many of whom don't belong there.
So they're Alice in Wonderland false reality bubbles.
It's not just Alice in Wonderland. They're more lethal than that. At the university level, you have people who have tenure plus a union. That's not just Alice in Wonderland. You have people who have used whatever knowledge they've had, and they've regurgitated that knowledge 20 to 30 years. And in fact, if you went through the university, I'll give any university, including the ones I went to, MIT, I could easily throw out 30% of the faculty. I could go through Harvard Medical School, and I did, and I predicted that their residency program at Mass Mental Health would go under, and that was easily 30 doctors. I could go through Cornell Medical School and easily go through any one of their departments and call out 30%. Why? Because the university has become a scam. It basically it created a reality which said that if you come to us, no matter what it was, particularly the Ivy League, you will get a phenomenal future. Absolute nonsense. The content was absolutely absurd half the time. Most of that content wasn't relevant. It was there to really the content.
And now they are filing thousands, not just against me, but they're doing it against Fox News for investigating Seth Rich. They are now filing what lawyers say they've never seen, complete bang your head against the wall, made up screed insanity beyond fiction. It sounds like fever swamp, and I guess they're delusional. I think they're going to win. I have one more question since you mentioned all the patriots running for office. We come back in 60 seconds before Roger Stone comes in, and then I've got the breaking news about exclusive information about the bombs in Austin that we've been given by sources, exactly what they were. That's on InfoWars.com. But this is critical about the left running leftist CIA. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Finish up with Dr. Steve Pachinik here, then I'm going to get into this exclusive article on InfoWars.com dealing with the type of bombs that have been used the last 2 weeks. Three different bombings, been some fatalities, some injuries, and the very, very mysteriousness surrounding that. We have the exclusive information given to us by, I'm not going to say state, local, or federal, it's just the people that were in the house dealing with the bombs. This is directly from the horse's mouth. And it's on InfoWars.com. Sources, law enforcement sources, we should add that, law enforcement sources, Austin package bombs, pressure activated, assembled on doorsteps, law enforcement leaks information, InfoWars to protect the public, similar to IEDs used in the Middle East, and they are assembled on the doorsteps, because you can't move them, all right? We've got images of the type of bombs, you name it. So, I was like, they want us to have this, and you want me to put this out, and this isn't going to mess up the investigation? They go, no. This is going to let people know what it looks like and not to move the packages if they're suspicious. And it appears that they're also not putting packaging labels on it. And, of course, the person could change that, but the point is that if you see a box, especially if it doesn't have labels on it, and you didn't order it, don't touch it if you're in Austin, Texas. Three of these have gone off, and that's what's going on, so that's coming up. Dr. Steve, I was talking to you about this during the break, and I talked about this over the weekend, but I haven't talked about it enough because Julian Assange, we know is a good source, warns CIA flooding the Democratic Party for 2018 midterms, trying to steal elections, trying to manipulate things, deep state in league with Dems, says WikiLeaks founder, and that article's on InfoWars.com. We're going to retweet that, NewsWars.com as well, because it hasn't gotten the attention. I mean, it did get thousands of comments. It did go viral, but people say, well, wait, you have CIA sources that are good, but now the CIA is bad. It's factions, obviously. I know you've worked with the CIA quite a bit and run some of their operations. Why don't you explain to people what's going on here? Because you were saying, no, this is correct. This is going on. And then the reason I raise it is you said, just in your little neck of the woods, you're getting people in the South and in Florida and Georgia, military people that you know are good and have good records, to run for office themselves. So there's a... They're really always been doing this, haven't they? But now we're starting to do it, and so they're now kind of doubling down. Is that an accurate statement?
That's correct. What's happening, you have to remember the history of the CIA was really at the OSS starting in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And when it was created by Donovan, the OSS converted to the CIA. You had the first leaders, Colby, Dulles, the whole bunch of them. You had pretty much what was considered the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant until the 1960s when Jews and Catholics were allowed to come in. What's happened over the era is that the CIA really got out of control, and Eisenhower said correctly, and this is the president I admire the most, along with George Marshall, the man who appointed Eisenhower, is that this is a legacy of ashes. And the CIA has been a problem for many, many decades. I myself, although I was trained by the CIA at MIT, I did not belong to the CIA per se. I worked with them. Like anything else, there was the good, the bad, and the ugly. However, over the period when Jimmy Carter was in, I approved the fact that, along with Stanfield Turner, Admiral Turner, they got rid of about 4,000 operatives. We didn't need them. The reason we didn't need them is we had military intelligence, we had political officers, so we have a reduplication of an entity, kind of the equivalent of the FBI, but not doing very well on the covert side. The civilians were really a problem, and so when you produce CIA operatives like Bill Clinton, who worked for the CIA, Hillary Clinton, who worked for the CIA, you have Obama, the black baby of the CIA, incredible, an American whose mother was a brilliant CIA operative in the Far East, and she was an anthropologist. Then you have infiltrated the CIA along with an idiot like John Brennan and Tenet. You have an incompetency that shifts to any side that the political wind was in. So when you had the Clintons and you had Obama, they were shifting to the left. When you had an idiot like Bush Jr., they were basically acquiescing to everything. When I went back into the CIA and I threatened several CIA officers with many things that I can do, they admitted to me that there was a stand down, there was a false flag. The deputy to Paul Wolfowitz admitted it to me. And the neocons were all co-opted by the CIA. So when I went through the entire Pentagon, all I saw was the CIA. Then I went to my military officers, Keith Alexander, Jerry Boykin, and others, and explained to them that you are in the hands of an incompetent civilian structure which dreams of being paramilitary and taking over covert operatives. In reality, the CIA has lost human. It became absolutely dysfunctional organization, but what it did exceedingly well, it went to Hollywood under John Brennan and gave somebody like Kathy Bigelow a very seductive, manipulative little director, Zero Dark 30, a total BS story about how they killed Osama bin Laden. And Obama, the biggest pathological liar, along with Bush Jr. and Clinton, said that he assassinated Osama bin Laden. That's the kind of nonsense that came in the CIA, where you, myself, and others were able to kind of realign that and bring into the fold the military intelligence. Why was that a difference? Because in the military system, we have accountability. We have an oath to the country.
Sure, sure. We're almost out of time. I mean, the point is at least people had to be in combat and be trained to do real things, not just sit around in little black suits and say we're CIA, a bunch of white shoe fops and fakes that want to act tough and that have taken over most of the country. And so what I've seen with Trump is he's got Pompeo and other people in there, and really they're trying to get back on mission, back on free market, and trying to pair out all of the little sycophants, and that's why the sycophants are so pissed. So they're all now rushing openly in like a counter coup to try to overthrow everything. But instead, all they're doing is pissing everybody off even more and making everybody know they were right about this fifth column of snot-nosed weirdos like Anderson Cooper, who are so insecure they want to mount America's head on the wall because they want to feel powerful. And so now they've made the sleeping giant stand up, and now they're in full panic mode.
He trained in the CIA every summer. He was a clerk. He was one of the few homosexual clerks for the CIA. He doesn't deny it. I mean, basically, he's not relevant.
No, but is that an accurate statement then? So describe the counter coup of Trump and what's happening and why it's got the corrupt elements of the deep state so upset.
What has happened since we came in, and it was with your help as well, a year and a half ago I said, the military will be taking over the White House. We will be taking over the Defense Department. We won't have any more of these jerk civilians like Panetta. And we're going to take over intelligence as well. So military intelligence became far more important than the CIA. The CIA could no longer do human. So we transferred a lot of human into the military aspects. The CIA barely can do cyberkinetics or cyber command, and instead we have a guy who...
Well, also, the CIA people are always trying to make money and run some scam or engage in criminal activity, but the military, which I have seen... Remember 4 years ago when the military had a press conference separate from Obama, when they'd already broken with Obama over the Middle East, and they said, we're going to stop lying. but we're also going to put the military in every town to engage with you. And I said, oh, look, that's going to be the takeover interface if they're actually lying. But one way or the other, that has now happened. And the CIA is too lazy to actually engage in any HUMET. They literally are like college fraternities that just sit around in smoking jackets.
Well, basically, they're not qualified. They don't study psychology. I know the farm. I know what their capabilities. They've lost that capability. But at the same time, we have another structure, which is incompetent, DNI, that came out of 9/11. So if I were Trump and I were Pompeo, I would clean out the DNI. I don't need a director of national intelligence. I would clean out the 18 different units of intelligence that we really don't need. It's a duplication. And Trump is very good at firing at will. That's exactly how private business is run.
Now, you always show me lots of firing and bring people through and see what happens. Okay, very interesting discussion. People should read the article about the left is flooding everything. You don't have to be in the CIA or be in the military to run for office. Either if you're a patriot, you care about the country, everybody needs to run for office, speak at city council, engage, flood them with the truth, and take government back at every level. And that's that. I'll come back with Roger Stone and the latest bomb news and more. Thank you, Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Myco ZX is now back in stock, now stronger at a lower price. Myco ZX Plus, InfoWarsLive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You know, it recently emerged that Hillary Clinton openly bragged, and he was even pitching the idea that we don't care about the center of the country, or we don't care about Colorado, we don't care about Utah, we don't care about Texas, we don't care about Illinois, we don't care about Indiana, we don't care about Oklahoma, we don't care about Mississippi, Louisiana, we don't care about Arkansas, we don't care about South Dakota, North Dakota, we don't care about Michigan, we don't care about any of it. Iowa. Ohio, we care about the coast and the GDP. Yeah, we know how you put all the federal money and everything into the coast, and so you can all siphon it off. You got the biggest poor populations as well. This was bad. Ex-Clinton aide slams Hillary for trashing middle America. It seems to me she's still struggling with coming to terms how she lost and why she lost. Two-time failed presidential candidate Clinton went too far trashing middle America and Trump supporters in her recent remarks as a former top Clinton aide. This was bad, says Patty Souls Doyle on Tuesday in an HNL interview. And here's the deal. You read the WikiLeaks, she goes, I'm so sick of our supporters, pathetic baristas with nothing, no families. Because they're all saying they hate families. They know that's wealth. Oh, they're going to have, they don't want you to have a family because they want you all alone. But then they hate you because they don't want to give you anything and you're begging for it. And then the psych warfare head, one of the top Democrats at the university, reaches out to her and he says, we'll keep them in the dark and desperate. But I suggest we use class warfare. And Hillary's like, we already are. And he goes, intensify. And you've seen it. The race war narrative. Unbelievable. So let's play that clip and get Roger Stone's take on it. Here it is.
Joining me now is CNN political commentator, a longtime top aide to Hillary Clinton, Patty Solis Doyle. Patty, I'm sorry you are in a tough spot. I don't know Hillary like you do, but I always appreciate your honest analysis and insight. So based on the reaction of most people, I don't think I'm hearing this wrong, but you tell me, is this getting lost in translation? Because it sounds really bad.
Well, first, Essie, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate your honesty in how you feel about Hillary Clinton. Look, this was bad. You know, I can't sugarcoat it. She was wrong, and clearly it's not helpful to Democrats going into the midterms and certainly not going into 2020. She's put herself in a position where Democrats are going to have to distance themselves from these remarks and distance themselves from her, particularly those Democrats that are running in the states that Donald Trump won, like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. So I think the remarks were unfortunate.
Right, let's stop right there. By the way, just like I have the exclusive, one type of bomb was used. It's the type used in the Middle East. I haven't even gotten to that. Stories on Infowars.com. I have the exclusive. This gets into medical record stuff about Hillary. And the brain tumor was removed in 2013. She was gone for a year into 14. But reportedly, the brain tumor has not grown back. But it caused damage in her middle ear, and she has vertigo. Now, people speculated that when she's wearing the anti-seizure glasses, but that's why when you walk, see her walk now, she doesn't know when to give up, man. I mean, she's a tough gal. I'll give her that. I mean, she's like, whoa, on the deck of a boat. That's why when you see her walk out, if you've ever had vertigo, ever been sick or something, I've had it, you kind of like, that's how you walk. And I was in that video, reminded me a few weeks ago, I got that from a very high-level source, that she's been treated for it and takes all sorts of medication. This is somebody from the campaign, but this is why I wanted to play this for Roger. Roger Stone, former chief strategist and head of the Trump campaign, who's an incredible source and obviously broke the Tillerson sort of thing, said in January he'd be out in March. He's about to take over here. But Roger, it just reminded me that suddenly Joy Behar is apologizing to the vice president for saying that Christians are mentally ill. And suddenly everywhere they're apologizing, everywhere they're saying they're wrong, I think they realize they've wrecked their ratings so bad and that things are falling apart and they are losing, and stealing elections isn't good enough for them unless it's Pennsylvania or where they target everything, Alabama or Pennsylvania. But then when it's a general election, they don't have the money or the power to steal it everywhere. Their donations are down. Everything's down. As long as we stay excited, we're going to win. So I see them kind of trying to rebuild their credibility now, criticizing the old Democrat guard and trying to get Hillary to fade away and go away. But she's so delusional, she won't go away, like a horrible case of syphilis or gonorrhea or herpes.
Well, the real problem here, of course, is not Hillary's physicality, although that's entertaining enough. You and I were accused of inventing false rumors about her health when everything we said was based on our observations. The woman could barely walk down a flight of stairs, constantly falling down, coughing fits, weird head gyrations. This is clearly someone without the stamina to be president. What the real problem is her attitude, her elitist attitude that people in the middle of the country, working class people, people who aren't in L.A. or New York couldn't possibly be right about anything. We're hillbillies. We're rednecks. We're nobodies. We're second class citizens to her. There's no money to rip off from us for the Clinton Foundation. She has, since the election...
That's right. We're not good marks for her, because I know nice folks from New York come down here, and they think, where's the horses? I mean, they don't understand how sophisticated the Midwest, the South, the places are, and the people. And it's really like a mentally ill behavior that they're so elitist and think that Midwesterners are the coolest people I know. And I love Texans, but I love my wife who grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. I love people from Michigan, man. I love people from all over this country. And I like a lot of Californians, but they're always fifth generation Californians. They're not the carpetbaggers that tried to go there and be movie stars. I mean, you couldn't pay me to live in Los Angeles. These people have no idea. But Texas is horrible. Californians, you stay right there. You're right. We're all idiots here. We can't even wipe our asses. So you stay right there. Sorry, Roger. Go ahead.
Look, it's political snobbery. Hillary so far has blamed the FBI, Bernie Sanders, working people. She implies that everyone who voted for Donald Trump is a racist. She cannot see herself. She doesn't understand that the voters realize that she is a mean-spirited, venal, greedy, selfish, entitled psychopath. And they didn't want her anywhere near the presidency. She's a thorn in the side to the Democrats. They would like her just to get off the stage and go away. She keeps reminding them of the foibles of she and her husband. She's lucky that the two of them aren't in prison. She wants to keep relitigating the last election. She cannot accept her defeat. But, Alex, give her credit for dependability, or I should say consistency. She called us deplorables before the election. She called us deplorables after the election. It's the height of ultra-left-wing bi-coastal elitism.
I just can't believe she gets up in speeches and says stuff like this. And it's just maniac behavior. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful places all across this country. Northern California is one of the most beautiful places in the world. And there's a lot of great Californians. But there's just no doubt wherever Democrats are in control, Detroit was the center of world industry until one Democrat got elected, and it became a crap hole within 10 years. I mean, haven't people figured out collectivism really sucks, Roger?
We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Stand by.
That's right. I got to say, Roger, you are a clothes horse, but that particular suit is sharper than hell. We'll be right back. I still haven't gotten to the Mika Brzezinski thing. I'll play that, then I'm going to get out here and let Roger take over. And he's going to be hosting the War Room with our own Owen Schroyer as well. Coming up, spread the live links and articles. You're our only hope.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Every day when I get off air, I go look at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com, and I go, what is your problem? You come in here, you've got hundreds of articles, they're all incredible, you might only cover 20 of them, and then look at all these big things that broke. Hey, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, go check it out. A lot of original content at PrisonPlanet.com and NewsWars.com that's not on InfoWars.com. People ask, why do you have multiple websites? NewsWars is a lighter site, loads quicker. We're going to redesign InfoWars as well. PrisonPlanet's a very quick site. in the past, we got hack attacks every week and then every month, and then we got bigger servers and better stuff. It takes money to run all this. I mean, people say, well, why don't you just leave YouTube if you're getting censored and Facebook? And, yeah, we started putting videos up. We do live streams. The live streams cost us about, and I'm always haggling and getting better bandwidth, about $40,000 a month just in video. I mean, when you're getting millions of people clicking on the streams every few days, it costs a lot of money. And then it gets worse. They censored those videos on YouTube. It had 4 million from the time they put it up Friday night till we came in the morning. By the time I left, it was 7.5 million. And the last time I checked, it was like 14 million and something. And they said, do you want to, that was the next Monday. And I haven't looked. I just know I had to pay more than $10,000 extra just to, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not Google that's got access to all the backbones. I have to go through middlemen. And Google's hooked in with the CIA, the NSA. They basically get near free bandwidth. That's the big, just like Amazon gets $1.48 every package and a bunch of other goodies. That's how they built monopolies. They went and they got special deals. We don't have that. So when we do free shipping, the average package costs us about $5. We're really eating $5. I'm not going to belabor this. The point is they're trying to shut us down. And listeners finally get it. I mean, most of the listeners already did, but some now go, okay, we're now sure Jones is for real. They're everywhere saying shut him down. George Soros is funding lawsuits. All this stuff's happening. Georgetown is suing him. Obama is suing through a law firm he set up, Roger Stone. All hell's breaking loose. The world leaders are everywhere saying ban conservatives. It's here. And it feels so good to talk to the lawyers, to get a budget. Some of the lawyers are doing it at cost for the lawsuits I've got to file. They're doing it for lawsuits we're going to file. Or they're going to take it pro bono. Because they care. And they're getting, the ACLU wants to get involved and a bunch of others. So that's how big this is, okay? That's how crazy this is. And, you know, the Thomas Jefferson Center, all this stuff. So that's all happening. But this is going to take money to fight. This is a war. And I don't want to encourage them that these lawsuits will probably already hurt some of the new hiring and hurt some of the bonuses of this great crew in here. And I got other tricks up my sleeve, but I don't want to have to do private offerings. I don't want to have to go to my dad and say, let's sell the farm, which I can do. Because all it is, I love it, it's great, but it's in East Texas, I never go there, and it's a hassle, and you just pay taxes on it, and we don't, it made it where agriculture isn't profitable, but it's got some minerals, which we don't get, because they've driven them down, but you could sell it for a lot. And I was just, I mean, I say this on air, because I will get my dad to sell the farm, and I've never got any money from my dad to run this operation. None. But he does work here because he's a really great guy and helps with the patents and all the rest of the stuff. And I'm going to Roger. It's just I needed to rant about this today. I'm totally committed because the country's the farm. And if we lose this, we'll lose everything. I'm never giving up. It's not like I go, oh, they're tagging me. Oh, God, I won't be able to stay in the nicest suite or fly first class. It's about not letting globalists run my life and run your life. So I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for AutoShip. These are all products. You need springs coming up with the biggest selection of non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best selection of emergency radios, all sorts of tactical gear. We get, 20% off the sale of Spikes Tactical and all their gear. It's one of the best companies out there. Promo code Alex. If you shop with us, they're not going to be able to beat us, and I've already knocked out 6 of the 12 lawsuits, but those are just the really stupid ones. Some of these are going to cost a lot of money, and if you help us, we win. If you don't, they will knock us down as the lead elephant, and they're going to shut everybody else down, just like Matt Drudge came here to warn you in this studio and here only 2 years ago. Okay? So this is it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. 888-253-3139. I pay Roger a salary for the great work he does. It's nothing near even his legal fees. With all the, he just won a defamation suit against him in New York. Still cost him a ton of money. He's got Obama suing him. People say, oh, well, we better get away from those guys. No, this is the fight. Just like my grandfather, you know, in the B-17 or the Liberator before that, flying in over in Italy, North Africa, and they knew where to go because the Germans would have their flak up. And they'd see the big flak cloud of exploding shells, and you know, debris falling at 300 miles an hour, and they'd fly into that flight and watch the other planes blow up, their buddies die and everything, but they were all smiling the whole way because they were men. Well, then the least we can do is fly into these stupid lawsuits and George Soros them, because here's the deal. It's going to blow up in their face. They're going to get countersued. And Soros can always overthrow another country and you'll steal their money. He has unlimited. But they're minions. They want to be little celebs and all the rest. They're going to, you know, to win these things, it takes PIs. We spend a lot on that. That's how we clean people's clocks. And we've got other things, okay? So, all legal and all lawful, but I need a bucket of money. This is a war. This is 1776. I'm willing to be up here on the parapet, though, 100%. I want to be here. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm not saying you're not great. I'm saying I need your support. Because let me tell you something. The infiltration, the manipulation, you've all seen it in just the last month. They're letting me know the war is on, back off. And it's like, wow, I didn't have as much energy in the last decade. Thank you. But that's because I know we're better than them. We're going to win, and I believe in you. Myco ZX Plus, now stronger, now less priced because we did a big year contract with them. We're scaled up. So it's selling out for 6 months or whatever. It's very hard to procure organic forms of it. We've got it. It's there. Flush out all the different, you know, plant-based stuff, the fungus, the mold, the yeast. Get it. It's back. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And, of course, we've got hundreds of other items. Just go there today and sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. Cancel anytime. Wow, I didn't know Myco ZX has a 100% recommended. None of other products have that. The average out of tens of thousands of reviews for all the products is 4.8 on Power Reviews. Had BuzzFeed did an investigation, checked it, put their own stuff through it, found out it was real, and couldn't even publish the article I was told by Power Reviews. They thought it was, even though they're one of the most respected sites, they thought somehow I paid them for this. Pathetic. Pathetic. From Crap Feed. So again, 25% off BrainForce, 25% off Survival Shield, 25% off Secret 12, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Myco ZX. Now we're going to go to break and have Roger take over here. And he's going to take over in the war room as well. But just briefly, here's Mika Brzezinski freaking out seeing Trump review the wall, that he's actually sees the prototypes and it's moving forward. So just more horror, as they tell us he never wanted to be president, but he re-announces his run for 2020, keeping America great. Here it is.
Who would think? But getting over the top is easy. These are like professional mountain climbers. They're incredible climbers. They can't climb some of these walls. Some of them they can. Those are the walls we're not using.
So how many mountain climbers?
What is
incredible climbers?
I thought it was supposed to be see-through.
Aren't they leaving more than they're coming? I mean, isn't the numbers defy the logic of
stop introducing your daddy a war criminal?
Oh my God, I cannot believe
your dad burning in hell.
Things. That was a
that's our president.
That was a classically Trumpian spectacle of him, as though he was picking out drapes climbers for the Taj Mahal, walking down.
Yeah.
Looking at different pieces of the wall and deciding which one he wants.
Yeah, how dare our country actually have a sovereignty? Oh, my God.
The ones that don't work, those are not the ones we're buying.
Right.
We're getting the ones that work, not the ones that don't work.
Well, there you go. That's from the turd blossoms at MSNBC, who say they're not allowed to be criticized. It's bullying, but they call us Nazis. They're not Nazis. They're just cowardly little peacock scumbags. They are on the peacock, aren't they?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different
They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stone, now sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Well, great news out of the Trump White House today. The president will appoint CNBC economist and supply-side apostle Larry Kudlow as the new head of the National Economic Council. This means that he replaces Goldman Sachs' Gary Cohn. Now, Kudlow is a convert to the conservative cause, beginning as an aide to New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. Kudlow had a complete odyssey and has become the country's single most prominent advocate for monetary reform and tax reduction as tools for economic growth. It was Larry Kudlow and his associate Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation that helped
candidate Trump formulate the single most dynamic pro-growth economic plan of any of the Republican candidates for president. Now, finally, the president has an advisor who shares his stated view for a boom economy through reduction of tax rates across the board. Now, while Kudlow is not an advocate for the president's tariffs or his talk of tariffs, he will not countermand his president in public as Cohn and others did. I think Kudlow understands that the president is using the cudgel of tariffs, the threat of tariffs, to open the door for new negotiations. In fact, Kudlow knows that the president has already taken the single greatest step that he can take in terms of redressing the trade balance by lowering the tax rate on all businesses and all corporations, big and small, below that of the corporate tax rate in China, Mexico, Japan, and Canada. This is the true answer. Now, finally, we have a true blue Trumpite, someone who advocated his candidacy and helped win his election as the chief economic advisor to the president. This is extraordinarily good news. Now, if you've followed InfoWars, you know that we were the first major news organization to tell you that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson would be out. Initially reported that he would be out by the end of the year. Then I amended my report to say that after a dinner with General Mattis, General Kelly, and Mr. Tillerson, that the new Secretary of State would be named in March and that Tillerson would hold on until then. The firing of Tillerson gave way to perhaps the greatest headline of all time after the original. The New York Post says, the worst Rex I ever had. A riff, of course, on their famous, iconic headline regarding Donald Trump and his second wife, Marla Maples, who said it was allegedly the best sex she had ever had. A terrific riff there by the New York Post. The truth is that Tillerson and the president clashed over the Iran deal. The president is looking for the exit. He knows this is a lousy deal. He knows we have massively overpaid for it. He knows that there was cash going to the Iranians that were never made clear to the United States citizens, the taxpayers. He knows that the Iranians cannot be trusted not to cheat. In fact, they're most likely cheating as we speak. And therefore, I think the president, who knows a bad deal when he sees one, is committed to ending this one. Tillerson disagreed. They also clashed on the question of North Korea, where the president wants to engage in personal diplomacy, following it every day, carefully baiting the North Korean leader, alternately praising him and attacking him, but above all, bringing him to the table. This is a classic example of the use of what President Richard Nixon called the madman theory, as recorded by Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. This is where your opponents fear you. They know that you are prepared to go to any length to smite them, and that they're better off negotiating than running the risk of endangering themselves by firing your ire. In this case, they knew that Barack Obama was a cream puff, a marshmallow, who said that we would draw a line in the sand and then stood back helplessly while our adversaries stepped over it. Not so a Donald J. Trump, and therefore his personal diplomacy is working. Those in the mainstream media, the rabid dogs now nipping at my heels with fake news about my association, or in this case, non-association, with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, they are apoplectic over the president's breakthrough. Only weeks ago, they were telling us about the danger of this saber rattling, that Trump was trying to get us into World War III, that his policies and his approach to the North Koreans were too bellicose. Where are those carping critics now? Well, I'll tell you, they're busy impugning me with uncorroborated witnesses who can say anything they want. Sean Hannity is absolutely right about this. Journalism is dead in America. The idea of two sources, the idea of credibility, the idea of evidence and proof are out the window. We can file multi-million dollar lawsuits against Alex Jones and InfoWars, or against Roger Stone, or against Lee Stranahan, or against any number of conservative voices. We don't have to have evidence. We don't have to have proof. Our lawsuits can be frivolous harassment suits, but they're meant to engender negative headlines, and they're meant to be used as the rationale when the tech left tries to shut InfoWars down. This is why Alex Jones is being square when he tells you that this will be an extremely expensive fight. The far left has deep pockets, and the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters, these companies are awash in cash. Those who are suing us are backed with men like Soros and others who will finance the effort to try to shut us down. We, on the other hand, can only depend on you. Now, I can tell you in my own lawsuit, where I'm being sued by an Obama-backed group together with Donald Trump, and the accusation is the same one that is being bandied about falsely in the mainstream media, that I worked with Donald Trump and the Russians to hack the DNC's emails and deliver them to both WikiLeaks and Donald Trump. Categorically, positively false. But my legal costs are at $500,000 today and increasing. Alex Jones and InfoWars are looking at many, many times that because they have multiple lawsuits that they have to beat back, which is why I implore you now to go to the InfoWars.com store. Whether it is our extraordinary products like Brain Force Plus or Immune Wall or Survival Shield now at 25% off or the Secret 12, or whether you buy a First Amendment-oriented T-shirt and join the T-shirt of the Month Club, or get a copy of my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Or if you're not in the market for any of those things, but you want to gird us for the fight for freedom and the fight over the First Amendment, then go to the Donate button, which you can now find prominently at our website. Send us $25, $50, $100, whatever you can send helps build our bankroll for defense and for, as Alex Jones said earlier, getting on the offense. Let's stop defending and trying to explain away the Russian collusion question. Let's point out that the globalists and Hillary Clinton have engaged in enormous crimes to try to steal the last election and to put the neocons back in control of national policy. We can only count on you, and we need your help now more than ever. Not only do we have to pay for the expansion of our programming here at InfoWars, we must also pay for these enormous lawsuits. They're trying to bankrupt us. That is their strategy. You can help defeat them. Please go to the InfoWars store right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.